Rish Beis, we did the first step, we have to do the Mishnah Berurah. So cut an olive. Paris Elon, Ben Meshiva Saminim, Ben Shana Meshiva Saminim, Paris, the fruits of the trees, whether it's a Shiva Saminim or not, the bracha is Brepio Eitz, Chuzme Yayin. So why does the wine get its own bracha? Meshu Soyat Halev, Umasamchai. It gives sustenance and it also gives simcha. Kabbalah bracha Bifnei Atzon, therefore they gave it its own bracha. We'll see later on that grape juice has that has the halacha as well, even though it doesn't have the same chashivus as regular wine. Fine.
Well, it doesn't. Say that again.
Grape juice has the same bracha as wine, even though it doesn't have the same chashivus as wine.
Okay.
Grape yagofen. He was up me out me. I'm not in belichricha. This is true. Even the liquid which came out on its own without being pressed. So you press it, you trample it, you crush it, so it brings out the wines, the liquid of the grapes. So that's, you're doing it for the purpose of making wine, so that's considered wine. It came out on its own. I might have thought that that's not considered wine. No, it is. In Tov Birch L'Yayin Brei Pio Eitz, Ayin L'Kamom Mesim Reish Ches, Sif Tetzvav, Mishra Bura. So, does the bracha brepio eitz work on wine? Now it's interesting in our minds that we should make a bracha brepio eitz on the wine, and we'll see later on that Chazal looked at if the main reason why you were growing this fruit is to produce this result. So it is fair to say that this is the produce of the eitz or of the vine. This is what it produced. There are many steps to get here, but since that's why it was planted and that's why it's growing and that's why you're cultivating it for the purpose of producing this, so this is the product. This is the pre of the geffen. So therefore, that's the argument so you could say brei prio eitz on the wine because this is the prio eitz by wine grapes. You know, they're much more used for the purpose of making wine. That is what their purpose. We'll see that around the discussion. Well, this might be true even by other
orange juice.
Orange juice is a discussion.
Medina's Florida grows oranges for juice.
So oranges which are made specifically for the purpose of juice. So the Rashba will say that the correct bracha is Brei Pio Eitz.
Does the fact that
tomatoes which are made for tomato juice, the correct bracha is Brei Pio Doma.
But there's a difference is that with grapes that are, I mean, let's say today we're probably all used to eating seedless grapes. When we just want to eat a grape, we eat a seedless grape, right? Because we don't want to deal with the seeds. Mm-hmm. But grapes that have actual seeds in them, and oranges that have actual oranges, orange pits in them, mm-hmm. Presumably most people would rather have a seedless orange, and then most people would want to eat a seedless grape if they're just going to eat the grape. So does that have anything to do with it or not?
No, it depends on what it's cultivated for. So if you know, especially nowadays, the juice oranges are actually a different type of an orange. It's much more juicy than a regular orange, mm-hmm. and they're cultivated primarily for the purpose of squeezing them and making orange juice.
And presumably, grapes certain grapes are cultivated for eating the fruit itself versus turning it into either wine or grape juice.
Right.
I'm assuming the grapes that they use for wine and grape juice are actually have seeds in them.
And the seeds are not really the issue.
But what bracha do you make on the grape then? The grape is pre-o-eitz.
The grape is also pre-o-eitz. I mean, we make a bracha pre-o-eitz.
No matter
right.
Whether it has a seed or
not. We'll see later on. There's a discussion if you make a pre-o-eitz on grapes. What's the halacha? Pashas Yunati, you would say. Okay. So it is a valid pre-o-eitz, but it's this is the pre of the geffen. That's not really the pre of the geffen. The geffen's main chashivus is to turn into wine. Okay, so this is true whether the wine has been cooked or not. Ben mevushel while yabishul ein mishtana hayayin legriyusa. It doesn't get downgraded, even though we see the gabi kiddush, etc. You should not use cooked wine. You should preferably use wine which is not cooked. In regards to the bracha, it's not downgraded. Okay, ben chiluk ben yabishul hayayin gufa, ashabishul hanavim matzmukim kerelasus mehem yayin. You could have a case where you cook the wine after you made the wine, after it's been pressed already, you cook it, or you cook the grapes or the raisins in order to bring out the flavor from them, so that you're cooking the actual procedure of making it. You're cooking it. Either one is still considered Bray Priya Gafen. Or you added other flavors. You added the kondi tone, which is you put in like a med. You put in honey and some peppercorns.
Med or mead?
What
is it? Mead that you're talking about? Like a honey wine?
Honey wine, yeah. The Yiddish word for it is med.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You don't prepare. Sorry. I'll be shemishtana. Time of reich is even though it has a different flavor and different smell. The wine is still the primary element over here, and it still has the cheshivas of wine. So it still has the flavor of wine, so therefore the bracha is Bepi Gafen still. The Vash of Pilpilin, Philo Shlish, the Vash of Shlish, Pilpilin, we should argue, okay, now, he put a third honey, a third peppers, and a third wine, so it's not no longer the majority. But the way the liquid that you're making is, the point is you have wine, which is flavored wine. So the goal over here is to flavor the wine, not to make it a new drink called honey.
Is it more like almost like a wine cooler?
You lost me. I don't know what a cooler is.
I think I'm certainly no bucky in this, but I think wine cooler is like what they do, almost like after they've pressed the grapes and they've got what do they call it, the grape brines or the grape peels or whatever, and then they mix that with water and they get like a lighter quality.
No, that's later on. We'll talk about it later on. Let's talk about you have regular bona fide wine and you add in honey or and other things. So the goal over here, even though you have a lot of these other things, the goal is to flavor the wine. Now, if you mix wine with shaker, shaker shall come in and shove in bezev. This is true whether the beer is of whatever type of species you're using for the beer. With the exception of there are some different types of ingredients that you make the beer out of. When you mix it with wine, it affects the flavor of the wine adversely. If it undermines the tam yayin, so then the bye mamala. So then, if that's what, by adding these ingredients, it takes away the tam yayin, so the bracha is shahakal. Now, if you mix it with sheker, we said you follow roiv. In roiv yayin, kikamalon koshu iker ibimet tefelo mavarachal iker upertus at tefelo. So we have the rule of iker and tefel. So when you make a brach on one, it's much to the other. So if the iker is wine, by virtue of the fact that it's the majority, so then you make a brach on the wine and includes the sheker as well. So in general, we define roiv and miyut based on ikar and talbah based on roiv and miyut. We'll see. There's some exceptions to that later on.
What if you're not the one who mixed this together and you can't tell which is the roiv and which is the miyut? Is it based just on taste, or how do you? Let's say Joe Yid down the street made a mixture and now he's serving it to me, and I have no clue which is the ikar and which is the talbah.
So if he can clarify for you, he should clarify. If not, you make a shahak on yourself.
In the case of the honey and the peppers is different because there you were trying to flavor the wine as opposed to dilute it. Like, you're not trying to make a wine.
Correct.
But sheikh, we're assuming you're trying to...
Make this mixture. Right.
So if it's flavored wine, it's still a shahakal, or
no? Flavored wine is a Bray Priya Gafen.
It's still a Bray Priya Gafen. Even if it's, as you said before, it's like one third peppers, one third.
Right, that's what the Shabbat was saying. Since their goal over there is to be matim, to add a flavor to the wine, as opposed to become the primary element.
So it's still Bray Priya Gafen.
So they remain correct. See if the ripe is wine, before Bray Priya Gafen. Bray Priya Gafen tests. Unless there's such a mixture that the for example, the flavor of the beer was a strong flavor, so it took away the flavor of the wine. Okay. You have a Rav Shecher. Now, so the Shabura asked a question, which that we'll see later on when it comes to their wine was very strong, and that when they would prepare the wine to drink, they'd mix it with water, and the ratio was more than the water was the majority. And so we said the bracha would break off, because that's the normal mixture. That's how you mix water into wine.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it like 3-1 or something like that?
Yeah.
So if it's
3-1, actually 6-1.
It's actually 6-1.
Up to 6-1.
And that's considered quote unquote normal for wine, and you still call it wine.
Right. So why are we here? We're saying it's 50-50. If it's more than 50% sheker, it's not wine anymore. Over there, it's 16% wine versus everything else. As long as the wine is a little more than 1/6 of compared to the water, so you divide it into 6 portions, it's 1/6 of the total, a little more than 1/6 of the total. Ayin Shom is still wine. The Hasam Derech Mezigas Yain Hubamayim. The normal way you would mix wine, because they had to mix wine, the wine was very strong, they'd mix it with what was with the water.
Well, hold on a second. Was this only the wine of Eretz Yisrael, or let's say if you get Italian wine or French wine, does it make a difference?
Well, we'll see later on when we get there. It could be nowadays our wine is weaker and therefore we have a different halacha. But any type of wine which would have the same properties as the wine that they were dealing with, which is a very strong wine, there would be the same result. Okay, no shayach lemer sheyitzbatel hayayin neged hamayim, shem is a good poem. The point is that the water is added and becomes one unit, but the unit is defined by the wine. You don't normally do mezika b'shecher, so you can't use the shear, the calculation we use for mezika, for mixing the wine with the water, for mixing the wine with shecher. Therefore, it's just basically two different items mixed together. So it's peas and carrot. It's you know, peas and some type of something about eights, you know, fruit cocktail. It's pineapples and peaches, you know. So you go survive. Kol minchu arrive who ate her. So therefore, we say over here, since he doesn't have. It's not the derech to use this to cut the wine and make the wine weaker. So therefore, it's rather we look at the mixture of two different minim, and you follow roiv whatever it is. The chol minchu roiv weaker. Vayin beber grod the daitel hotinu gam minyanenu shazeh shavat mitzik is a kus yaim b'mayim. The grod argues on the law and says no. Over here also the ratio is the same ratio that you have water to wine. The same ratio we hear in this discussion. So as long as the wine is more than 1/6 of the total, the bracha is very goffin. Okay, sip base. So we're talking about grapes. So sip base deals with grapes in the different stages of their growth. Okay. So there are different stages in the growth of a grape. So habayser, which is an unripe, not a fully ripened, fully grown grape, it's earlier on still. Kolzman shel yegi al klipul alavon, mevarach alav brei pi adama. If it's reached the size of this white bean, okay. So then, to reach that size, it's considered already fully grown, and the bracha is repi eitz. But till that point in time, it's not fully grown, and the bracha is repi adama. You're eating it, you know, early, as it were. People will not normally eat it like that. It does grow from the ground, but it's going to be demoted from chashav bracha repi eitz because it's not really ready yet to eat.
And that doesn't make any
sense.
So
therefore, its bracha is. Doesn't this is not the chashivus? Chazal's lashon will be that it has an ilui acher it has another way, the place where you see the chashivas of it and what its real purpose is not going to be eating it as such. So they're different. It is a bray, something which came out of the ground, and theoretically a big adama would be valid for any bray pirates, which it is b'di'evit. So, but over here, since it's not really ready to be that chush of a thing that the Eitz is trying to produce, we demote its bracha down to a bray p'yadam.
Why wouldn't it be a shar kol? The same way that if you took it and you ground it up.
We will get there. U'mishahu k'pol alavan ve'elech, once it's the size of this white bean, mevarach ala bray p'yadam. Now, u'mitarach shalom noydalanu shir p'ol alavan. We're not exactly sure how big a p'ol alavan is. What exactly is the pulah lavan? What type of size of pulah were the Chazal using? We don't know. So therefore, l'adam mevarach bray p'yadama achiya yigadol b'yosef. So the answer is, if they're very small, so you should make a p'yadama until they get fully look like they're very close to fully grown, at least.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we had a discussion before about the different size of a zayas and the different size of an egg. I don't know about you, but I've seen grapes of varying sizes and in the store, and I assume that they're all quote-unquote fully grown.
That's not a problem, because in general, the grapes that they're putting out there are grapes which are fully grown. We're talking about over here, which I have a vine, and I can tell that they're in various stages of the growth process, and they need to grow more. Very rarely are they going to pull out grapes which can grow more and get less money for their buck. So this is that's full growth. We're not talking about this over here of size. It's just out one more valuable than the other. The point is, it's an indicator of not full growth or not. Okay, now that's by grapes, v'shar kol ilan, all other trees, v'shiyotziu, pre mevarach alav bray p'yadam. Once it starts producing a fruit, even though it's not fully grown, so it doesn't go through the same stages. Therefore, the bracha is reprates at that point, even when it's much smaller. On uvach lo yehimar, I offer it's beyoser. I shouldn't run the chila. I feel like it's dark. Does in mevarchan of klal, unless it's bitter or sour to the point that people can't eat it. Then the bracha, you don't make any bracha at all. But once you're past that stage, so the fact that it's not fully grown. Or it's very small. It's very small. Still, the bracha would still be bray p'yadam. V'yeshar min al charuven ein mevarach bray p'yadam achira ben kamin shar shiros shal charuven. Chaim zaysim achigadol aneitz savivam chamachem mevarach bray p'yadama v'chein ikum. So these shirim which he's mentioning over here were shirim which Chazal gave in regards to meiser, what's considered it's fully grown. Or it's close to being fully grown. So they gave an example that charuv, the boxer, when it's earlier on, you don't see the seeds. The pod is larger, etc. As it grows, I guess the seeds get larger, the pod gets smaller, and you start seeing the bumps.
In the boxer, yeah.
In the boxer from the outside. So that's referred to, it's like chasharos, it looks like chains. So then, now it looks like this bumpy, ladder type of a thing, whereas before it just looks like a puff, whatever it is. So till you get to that stage, some say that's not the bracha, it's not bray p'yadam. Zaysim is to the point of where the nates, which is like the flower, is grown fully around the top, which I don't know too much about.
Huh? Aloe has a flower. Most fruits start out as a flower.
I mean,
from what I understand, the flower flowers, the birds or the bees come along and
right.
Move the pollen around, pollinate okay. It, and then it grows into a fruit.
Mm-hmm. So the Ramor brings this shita, which means that the Shulchan Aruch has basically lumped all other fruits besides grapes in one unit, even when they're small. And they're originally just, there, as long as they're not bitter or something of that sort, the bracha is rip your eights. And the Ramah came along and said, just like you find regards to the name of Meiser, mm-hmm. that there's different measure for some of these other items. So similar to the Gabi Brachas, Chazal as well applied those rules over here as well. So the Mishmur Yud Aleph, the Kapula Lovin, Begodli, it reached the size of a white bean. So till it's not, it didn't, if it didn't reach that size yet, the bracha is very priyadama. The chol dover shagado ala ilam vena ikra pri very priyadama. So that's going to be the general rule we're going to see later on as we go along, that there are things which grow on the tree together with the fruit. But this is not the pre ha'etz. This is not what the etz is trying to produce. These other items. We'll see there are certain trees which actually produce a primary fruit and like a smaller secondary berry or something of that sort. So that would be pre priyadama. Grows on a tree. That's not the produce, that's not the product of the tree, the primary product that the tree is trying to produce. So similarly over here by grapes, since people do not normally eat it at this stage, they wait till later on before they want to eat it, till it's more grown. So this is not why the eitz is there, to produce such things. Therefore it's not pre ha eitz, it's a pre ha adama. It does grow from the ground, and therefore the correct bracha is pre ha adama. Matashal anoda, sheish kama minim gedolim maktanim, different size beans. So you can't just measure it against the bean because there's too many different types of beans. So therefore myself I go is make a repri adama. Let them avoid. We should be evident in barak repri adama, al prio eitz is yotzik, because one said Rishon Rabbi the evident repri adama works on eighth. But vice versa, it is not so. Come welcome, but going to ain lechol mehem kashir shechai bracha chrono el b'tayra suda. But now that's a bracha rishon. So we have a solution. You're not sure repri adama, repri eitz. Say repri adama. Now, I come to the after bracha. So if it's fully grown, it's one of the shiva seminim, so the bracha is alayt or piyot, alter masasoda. If it's not fully grown, it's bracha is adam, and afterwards it's brain of foshers. So what are you going to do? You can't do brain of foshers, you can't do aloates. So therefore, he says that in this situation, we should not be eating a shir, which is chayim and a bracha achrono, unless he eats it during the meal, and then benching would cover. Kimon shusofa, kim yivarach achrayim en sholosh, or brein nefashos rabos. So we have a suffix, what is the correct bracha achrono, and neither one is much to the other. One, an alamichya does not work for something which is mochayim and brein nefashos, or vice versa. Different than, let's say, benching is. Therefore, he says, in regards to the bracha achrona, because of the suffix, stay away from the whole situation. Don't eat that much, or eat it during the meal. Okay. So we make a bracha repi adoma, actually, hey, gadol b'yos. So we'll learn that and hold it. So gadol b'yos, the test of v'im lefi marasayin kabarik nigmar b'shula. You can look at it and tell it's fully grown. And after a minute, a cloud b'gadol. So the size is irrelevant. Even though it's small, but if you can tell by looking at it that it's fully grown, that's fine. So one of the one that's fully grown is the pits inside of the grape, whereas earlier on they're more in the middle. As it grows, they move towards being right under the
skin.
The skin, so that's a siman that it's very close to being fully grown. Hmm. Okay, but that's by grapes. By shar, all of the fruits is a different story. Now we'll leave that. So holding by cotton design.